2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So why do customers leave you? I don't think there's any of us that have 100% customer or client retention. So the fundamental question becomes, if they're leaving us, why are they leaving us? We're going to look at some research on why customers leave as a part of today's Project Distinct. And if you'd like to improve your customer retention, man, you need to be at the Ultimate Business Summit that's coming up. Larry Winget, Randy Pennington, and I are all best-selling authors. We're all Hall of Fame professional speakers. Our client list is a who's who of global industry. But we take this time every year with the Ultimate Business Summit to focus on small business and entrepreneurs and sales professionals to help them take their business to the highest level of distinction. We don't make outrageous promises, but what if you got 10% more sales? What if you were 10% more productive? What if you were 10% more profitable? What if you could improve customer retention 10%? That's what it's all about at the Ultimate Business Summit. Just go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. When you check out, enter my name, Scott, as the coupon code. It'll save you $100 off registration. We'd love to see you in August in Vegas at the Ultimate Business Summit. So why do customers leave? You know, it's a challenge, isn't it? I hear so many professionals that have wanted to blame over the years. Oh, you name it. I've heard every excuse. It's the economy why customers are leaving. Really? Then why are they leaving you going someplace else? You know, I mean, the economy is just as bad for your competition as it is for you in all likelihood. Yeah, our home office just doesn't understand. Okay, well, maybe not. But maybe it's your job to help make them understand. Look, at the end of the day, why do customers leave? Well, here's an interesting article on a blog called CustomerExperienceInsight.com. It's CustomerExperienceInsight.com. The post was written by Ken Dooley, and it's about research done by the firm Peppers Rogers Group. And Don Peppers, Martha Rogers are just extraordinary leaders in marketing and in customer retention and all of that. And so this post says the number one reason why customers stay or leave, and it quotes some research by the Peppers and Rogers Group, which states that 60% of all customers stop dealing with a company because of what they perceive as indifference on the part of salespeople. 70% of customers leave a company because of poor service, which is usually attributed to a salesperson. Customers who feel their salespeople are exceptional are 10 to 15 times more likely to remain loyal. And finally, a really scary statistic, 80% of defecting customers describe themselves as satisfied or very satisfied just before they leave. Man, if that doesn't shake you up, I don't know what does. It strikes me so much about how we have to pay attention to the front line of our business. Now, for those of us that are solopreneurs, we are the front line of our business. But regardless the size of your enterprise, the front line, the salesperson, the receptionist, the person that's answering the telephone, all of those create this impression on your customers, whether we're talking B2C or B2B, whether it's business to consumer or business to business, regardless, the people are making the significant difference. Certainly our product at least has to keep pace, right? We would hope we would have an innovative and distinctive product. But without that, it's the people that make all of the difference. Look, I know you probably already believe that, or else you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, right? People that don't think people make the difference don't listen to podcasts on how to create distinction. Yet, what are you doing about it? How are you working with your salespeople, or how are you learning yourself to find ways to retain customers? That statistic that 80% identify themselves as satisfied or very satisfied right before they leave proves satisfaction is a pretty pitiful standard in any business. I see all these businesses that have these signs, you know, we satisfy our customers. Customer satisfaction is our number one goal. Well, then 80% of your customers might be getting ready to leave you. According to the blog post, quote, these statistics show the important role that attitude and emotion play in determining whether customers leave or stay. It's critical for salespeople to understand customer attitudes and regularly collect feedback, unquote. That's a great point. How frequently are your sales professionals collecting the feedback of their customers on how they're doing? By the way, if you have a bigger team and you have a sales force, how often are you collecting that information about your sales team from their customers? Gosh, I know in many situations in my own life, if the salesperson said, so how did I do? It's hard for me to say, well, here's three areas you might consider improving. Yet if I would get a call or a contact, I would make that comment so that the leadership of that organization would know. How do you find ways to increase and enhance and improve the contact and the feedback that you're getting from your customers about your frontline people? You know, one of the big points I made in a previous book that I wrote is that the old saying about familiarity breeds contempt is not true. Hey, my mom told me all the time, familiarity breeds contempt. And with all due respect to my mom and mothers and fathers everywhere that told their kids that cliche, the fact is familiarity does not breed contempt. The more I do business with you, does it increase the likelihood that I'll hold you in scorn? Here's the problem. Familiarity breeds complacency. The longer that you have been serving me as a customer, the greater the likelihood that your sales team, your organization, is going to take me for granted. And vice versa, right? The other side of the coin is true as well. The longer I've been your customer, if you don't do something unique and special and reconnect and find ways of making things better for me as a customer, then the greater the likelihood is I'm going to take you for granted as well. So here's the problem. It's much like a personal situation. You know, in my marriage, I've got to make certain that I don't take my partner for granted. I have to discipline myself and force myself to make certain, you know, that I just don't assume that she's going to continue to do nice things for me. I have to express my appreciation. Simultaneously, I have to do things that make certain that she won't take me for granted either. In other words, I need to do something special. Remember her birthday, do something nice on anniversaries, but even above, beyond that, to do things that are special, that are unexpected, because that enhances the appreciation. And your business is the same. You have to take responsibility to do things for your customer to make certain that they don't take you for granted, while simultaneously you discipline yourself to make certain that you aren't displaying behaviors that would lead them to assume that you are taking them for granted. In other words, it says here in the blog post, quote, retaining your value in the minds of your customers requires persistence and focus. Try to avoid assumptions about customers because their needs change frequently. Ask yourself, what's happening to my customers? What changes are taking place? What problems are they facing? What difficulties are they encountering in the marketplace? What are their opportunities? If you don't have current up-to-the-minute answers to these questions, you're in no position to meet their needs. The first rule is to stay in touch. So the number one reason why customers stay or leave, it's the perception that you don't care. It's the perception they have that you might be indifferent or that your sales professionals or frontline people aren't showing engagement and care. And it's also perhaps your perception that merely satisfying your customers is distinctive. It's not nearly good enough. Well, that's all for today for Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. Thanks for listening as always. And by the way, leave comments. That helps out so much. If you'll just leave a comment about the podcast on iTunes or whatever your medium, you know, your app is that you're listening to this, that means so much to us. Thank you so much for all your support. Numbers are way up. Got a lot more listeners, and I'll try to serve you better in the future too. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with another new Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, Check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.